Welcome to Navigating Your Finances God's Way, presented by Compass Catholic Ministries. Our focus is to teach you the biblical principles that will guide you through the best practices for handling money and possessions. Take a look at our small group Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way, simply by going to compasscatholic.org. When you get to the website, on the navigation bar, click on Books and Studies. Joining me today are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, John and Evelyn Bean. So, John, the topic that we are going to discuss, to me, is a very important learning experience for the young. This is something they can carry with them throughout the rest of their lives. And that's, what do teens need to know about money?
One of the things that we hear most often from people who take the Navigating Your Finances God's Way Bible study, that's our 9-week Bible study, is they say, I wish I had learned this earlier. And, you know, there's nothing in our society where we teach people how to handle money. And I really think that, that should be some kind of a required class in high school in order to graduate.
You know, I think some high schools have that as a class, but I certainly don't think it's a requirement for graduation. And I agree with you. That's like one of the basics that they should learn in a life skills class or something like that.
Yeah, because, learning about money is something everybody needs to understand because our society is just totally based on money. And, if you're going to struggle with money, then you will struggle in life. So, there's Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Important for kids to learn that in school, but it's also important for mom and dad to have a plan on how to teach their kids. And there's certain things the kids should know about money in order to be a productive, well-functioning adult. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're missing the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we want to talk about today is what teens should know about money. So let's kind of set the stage, okay? Being a teenager is probably the hardest thing that your teen has ever had to do.
I've always thought that about every age I've reached throughout life. Becoming a mom was hard. Getting married was hard. Being a teenager was hard.
Complain.
Grade school was hard.
Amen.
The teens are faced with all kind of challenges that we as adults take for granted.
For example, they're in the beginning stages of adulthood, and they really don't understand what that's all about.
That's true.
They're trying to grow up and get out of their teen years.
They've got all kinds of social interactions, and that's becoming a really important part of their life.
Homework. I mean, the kids have so much homework these days, and that is a lot of pressure because they're trying to get good grades so they can get into a good college, and that's a huge amount of pressure on kids.
And then there's all the temptations. And I'm not even going to go into temptations.
Yeah.
just say there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
there's so many new things that they want to do. And it all costs money. There's gas money they need. They got to buy insurance for the vehicle they're driving. They probably want to have a car or something, but they're going on dates. That costs money. Proms cost money. It's just a brand new world that they're being exposed to, and it's hard to learn how to do all that.
And on top of it, there's all the financial pressure from society. I mean, society tells them that they should be able to get anything they want, anytime they want, and have the newest and greatest and latest every minute. So that's a lot of stuff to throw at a teenager who's not quite mature and whose brain isn't functioning on an adult level yet.
I'm glad I don't have to go through that again.
I'm glad you don't either. What about you, Steve? Aren't you glad you don't have to go through that again?
Mm-hmm.
So, John, what are the things we need to be teaching our children or teaching our teens that we want them to know before they're out of the nest?
Well, I think it all goes back to the basic thing that we all have to understand in order to be good stewards of our money. It goes back to basic religion. And that seems to be in short supply. I'm not sure why, but God created all things, and He alone is the owner of all things.
And we have so many adults that have trouble with that concept, so it's even harder for teens.
Yeah, because they look to the adults to be models and to be able to set examples, and the adults don't do such a good job of that.
So what's a teen to do if their parents don't understand or follow God owns everything and they're buying everything they want? How does a teen supposed to understand that?
Well, I would be surprised if any teens who live in a family like that would understand it when their parents don't, because I think they pick that sort of thing up from their parents. They're not going to get it from outside the family.
It wouldn't even be a consideration.
Yeah, I don't think they'd even think of it.
It's not on the radar. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, this comes from the parents, and all the stuff that we're talking about here is how the parents can teach their teens to handle money. And if they don't get it, if they don't understand that God owns money, everything, and they hold their money as their own, and, you know, they earned it, they deserved it, all that good stuff that I went through, you know, 30 years ago, if they don't get that, then it's going to be very hard for the teens.
But once they get that, whether they're teenagers or adults, then everything else seems to fall in place around that concept that God owns everything. That's like the base concept for everything.
Yeah. And so I think that once the teen understands their role as a steward, then it's time as a parent to help guide them towards a roadmap for success.
You know, and I think one of the most important things is to set goals. If your teen has a job or if your teen is constantly asking you for money, what are the things that your teen wants the money for? And how can you help them set goals around earning that money so that they can take care of themselves and understand the goal-setting process?
And as adults, I think we have our own ideas of what we think the teens want, but we shouldn't be doing a download on what we think the teen's goals should be. The teen should be able to establish their goals. So as a parent, we should ask, what is it that you want to save your money for?
Now, the parent should take them through what it is to set goals, you know,
yes.
The expectation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Yes. And, you know, they're going to hear, I would think mostly the parents are going to hear things like they want a car, they want to save for their college education, maybe there's a senior trip or a big trip that's coming up at school that they want to go on. So it's usually around the same sorts of things, but I agree with you, John. It's important for the teen to identify that for himself.
And when you're sitting down and you're talking about these goals and you're doing the goal setting, it's absolutely important. It's a must that you write these goals down. And then once you've got them written down, I want to do this. And it would be a good idea to figure out, well, how much is this going to cost me? How much is it going to cost to get a car, if that's one of the goals? Or what is college going to cost? What is the senior trip going to cost? How much do I have to pay for my insurance so that I can drive a car? Whatever it is that the goals that they set, establish a monetary value around that goal, and then you have to figure out, oh, where's the money going to come from?
Because we all know, like our dads told us, money doesn't
grow on trees.
There you go. Did you hear that as a kid?
Maybe once or twice.
Oh, yeah, like a day, right?
Yeah. Okay, here's a question. How dangerous is it where kids take for granted that their parents are going to pay for the insurance, the car, the senior prom, the homecoming?
Well, I'd say if you're a parent and you're paying for the senior prom, the homecoming, the trip, the college, everything else, be prepared to pay for the house, the kids, the dog, the wife when the kid gets married.
Yeah, be prepared to pay forever.
They're just going to depend on you if you don't teach them how to be financially independent.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely key that as parents, we teach the kids that they've got to pay for the things that they want to do.
Because if we don't teach them how to set goals and achieve them on their own, they're never going to get anywhere or do anything.
Right.
I mean, you were probably pretty strict with your teens, weren't you?
Most definitely. I mean, we paid a certain percentage of their college, but there's things they had to maintain at grade level. If it went below that, it was all on them.
That's very important.
Yeah, when I went to school, Dad paid tuition. I paid for everything else, yeah, including room and board. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to go to work to earn that money. And once you figure out, you know, what the monetary value is, then you got to figure out where's the money going to come from. What does the teen have to do in order to earn that money? And then you have to track it. Keep track visually. Put something on the refrigerator or on the teen's bathroom mirror or on the back of their door. Or...
The teen should do that.
Yes.
With the parents' encouragement. Yes. The parents shouldn't do the chart for them.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you have to motivate them. And typically, you know, graphing the accumulation of the money necessary for the goal is a motivating factor.
I would say it differently, John. I would say you have to help them find their own motivation. Because you can't motivate anybody, but you can certainly talk to them about the importance of it and help them develop their own motivation internally.
Yeah. So is the job for the parent more of a mentor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, during this whole process, they're not I'm not going to ask you 50, 20 questions every day. How much did you save? How much did you spend?
Right.
Where's that money coming from?
But the parent has every right to do a required weekly, monthly, biweekly, whatever budget check. I know we drove somebody to the airport this week, and when her children were teenagers, she made them report their budget once a month. And if they didn't report their budget, they didn't get their allowance for the next month. And her son never got his allowance because he refused to do it.
Yeah.
So that was a decision he made, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's the next thing that we need to teach our teens?
Well, I think that you have to establish a cash-based environment. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the obvious thing, if you don't have the money, you can't buy it.
Oh, that's not anything we hear in society. That kind of seems like a real simple math problem, right?
Yeah. So our society encourages people to go into debt. We don't want that to happen. Now, I'm not saying that teen cannot use a credit card. That's not what I'm saying at all. And in fact, probably a credit card should be encouraged because it's a great lesson in man's worldly ways. So the credit card, and this is where the cash-based environment comes in, must be paid off at the end of every month.
And probably the best thing that can happen is the teen can run into trouble with a credit card that has a $100 credit limit on it instead of when they get to be an adult and they have a credit limit of $10,000 and they run into trouble at that level.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Letting them fail and experience the consequences is a great learning experience.
Yeah. And if it gets to the point, the end of the month, they don't have the money to pay the bill, cut the credit card up with the scissors. Don't take it away. Cut it up. It's much more emphatic that way. And then after they've gone on a pure cash basis for a couple of months, maybe you get them a prepaid credit card, let them put the money in, and then when the money runs out, they're done.
Well, do you think the prepaid would be a good idea in the first place?
You could do it that way, but that's not necessarily the way the real world works.
Yeah.
And so I would like to have them be in the real world for a while first.
While they're still under mom and dad's protection.
Exactly, yes.
You're listening to Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries. And today we're discussing financial principles that teens need to know. And to me, the benefit of learning these financial principles early in life, it's going to help prevent financial disasters in the future. John and Evelyn Bean, the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, are leading our discussion today. And Evelyn, as you were going through the last 15 minutes, a couple of tips for teens, I started thinking, what would be probably, in your opinion, the most important lesson that you could teach a teen?
One of the best things I think we can teach our teens is the difference between wants and needs, because so many adults confuse wants versus needs. So how are we going to expect kids to know the difference?
You know, I agree. Absolutely agree, Evelyn. Needs are anything that it's necessary to sustain life. Food, clothing, shelter. And wants are anything over and above basic needs.
But how many times do you hear someone, either a teenager or an adult, say, I need to get a new phone, when the current phone I have is perfectly good, it works fine, but it's not the latest version? So I need
it's not necessary to sustain life.
Yes, you're right. So let's separate those needs versus those wants.
So I think that another thing we need to teach is about the cost of debt. Too many people get into trouble by not understanding what those easy monthly payments mean to their spending.
You know, so many times when people buy cars, they're concentrating on the monthly payments, not necessarily how much the car is going to cost in total when you add in the interest.
Exactly, exactly. And money is wasted by paying interest on credit cards. It's just a total waste of money. You know, this basic behavior modification should be teaching them how to avoid using credit cards and not paying them off at the end of each month.
How much money they're going to spend in interest.
Yes.
You know, the other thing that is really important for financial success is that it's really not about how much you earn. It's about how well you manage what it is that you earn. You know, so many people think as soon as they get to a certain salary level, as soon as their income reaches a certain level, then everything's going to be fine. And we've seen so many people with six-figure incomes that have financial issues.
Yes.
Because they don't manage what they make well, whether it's a little bit or a lot.
Well, so, they don't have any discipline. They don't have any fiscal, not physical, but fiscal discipline. And bad financial habits, especially if you've been doing them since you were a teenager, are just really hard to break.
Or as a small child, if every time you go to the store with mom and dad, you get whatever toy you want, because otherwise you're going to throw a hissy fit. That's not teaching them the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you started your young child, your toddler off with give, spend, and save buckets, glass jars, banks, whatever you want to call it, then your teen would be in better shape. The future depends on what our teens learn as children. And too many parents are not teaching their children how to be good financial managers.
Because too many adults don't know how to be good financial managers.
True, true, absolutely.
Now, the other thing that's important is for teenagers to use their income well. Because as they get to be adults, their income is going to fund their lifestyle, provide for their future, and pay off all their obligations. And if they don't have enough money on one income, what are they going to do?
They should get a second income.
That's hard to do when you're in high school.
I agree. I agree. And as a teen, you got to be very careful that you're, or as a parent of a teen, you have to make sure that your teen doesn't take on too many obligations, because it puts too much obligation or pressure on the income.
And school has to come first at that age.
It sure does.
They think they should have.
And the other thing they have to learn, and it's good to start with a teen because they're going to have a lot of different jobs, but you have to learn that as your income rises over time, they should not increase their lifestyle proportionately to the amount of income that they've got coming in.
Because adults do that all the time. As soon as that raise, whatever it was that they just absolutely had to have to make ends meet, comes in, then the lifestyle inflates to usurp that income, and you really never get ahead.
And it's so easy to do. I mean, we've done it. Steve, you've probably done it in your lifetime at some point. It's just really a difficult thing. And so you have to be aware that it's going to happen, and you have to obviously teach that you don't want it to happen.
Because when you get the extra income, what you should be doing is saving it for the future. Otherwise, you're on this hamster wheel that just keeps going faster and faster and faster until the hamster falls off.
Right, right. Another thing you should be doing is when you create a budget for them, actually, we don't want you to create the budget for them. We want them to create the budget. But you don't want the budget to be created on the top amount of money that they've made in any given month.
Well, I would think most teenagers, if they're left to their own devices on budgets, are going to say, I'm making this much without thinking about the deductions. I remember the first time our son came home with his income check, he was horrified that all those deductions got taken. It was like, what happened to my money?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if your teen's making, I don't know, $300 a month, okay, working at wherever he's working. You take out the deductions and stuff like that. Put the budget at $200. And then anything that's surplus, you still have to have savings in that $200. Give, save, spend. But any surplus goes into additional savings.
You know, the other thing I think that's important for teens is to have some financial responsibility for their own life. And I'm not talking about dates and proms and stuff like that. I'm talking about a clothing budget. You know, maybe this is the time when they start buying their own clothes, some portion of their own clothes, if they're not making enough money to fund their own clothes, or their own school activities.
School activities, lunches.
Car insurance.
Entertainments. Car insurance is a good one.
Gasoline.
Yeah, yep, yep. I think we're on the same wavelength there, Evelyn.
Too bad we don't have kids to... Well, no, that's not true.
No.
We're kind of glad he's grown up.
So if you're teaching them how to make these decisions on their own, now, when they get to be adults, it won't be such a traumatic experience.
And now, where you're teaching them how to budget, is a good time to teach them how to save. Some portion of their income should always go to saving.
A minimum of 10%.
Because that car is going to get a flat tire.
Yep, yep.
Or something's going to happen.
Well, now that flat tire comes under emergency funds, and a teen should have an emergency fund, too.
Good point.
You know, the 10% savings is true savings, not emergency funds. So that's a good thing. And as an adult, you should be able to show them, see, this is my emergency fund. Oh, you don't have one yet? That's this month's challenge to you. Create your own emergency fund.
You know, I think when we were teaching our son, one of the biggest eye-openers for him was the idea of compound interest. I know when he saw that you can earn interest on interest and your savings grow faster, he was really enchanted by that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, back in those days, I used to listen to tapes, CDs. Not CDs. What do they call those plastic things?
Cassette
tapes. Okay. Cassette tapes. It's so long ago, I can't even remember. I would listen to them all the time. And today, many, many years later, my son comes back to me and he says, Dad, I remember listening to those tapes that you listened to, and they would say this or they would say that. I said, is that still right? Am I understanding that correctly? And, you know, it doesn't ever hurt to repeat, repeat, repeat. Because when they get older, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get older, they won't deviate from it.
You know, the other half of teaching them the value of compound interest is teaching them how dangerous it is to pay interest. Because I don't think a lot of teenagers understand how much you pay in interest on credit cards if you keep carrying that balance.
Yes. Yes.
And that's just money that's thrown away.
Yes, absolutely. Now, another thing is help them to understand the trap of college loans. I mean, everybody hears about going off to college. Everybody's got college loans in thousands of dollars. You know, I think typically a college student or a high school student going into college probably understands about 2% of what they need to understand about the process of paying for college. You need to be able to teach them that they should be taking the smallest loan possible and paying it off as fast as possible. And, you know, sometimes that means let's go to a state college or a two-year college first in order to get all those credits that are going to be passed along in any major before you go to a big four-year college and spend tons and tons of money doing stuff that you could do basically from home.
And much more cheaply.
Yes.
You know, the other thing that is really important, especially these days with so much identity theft, is to teach your child, your teenager, how to check their credit score and their credit report. I mean, I think babies get issued a social security number as soon as they're born these days.
Yes.
And it's important for them to stay on top of that credit report and credit score.
So what we've been talking about here is financial independence for your teen. You need to help them to be responsible spenders, responsible savers, responsible stewards. Help them develop a budget and then let them manage that and manage their allowance and any income they've got coming in.
Based on a review with the parents on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
And mom and dad shouldn't say, you shouldn't have spent money on that. They can ask things like, well, if you spent X amount on this, what happened to the requirement you have for paying this?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mom and dad need to ask questions, not tell them what to do.
And don't bail them out. If they use all their budget for lunch money to go to a basketball game or a tournament or something like that, let them figure out how to pay for their lunch the rest of the week. Don't be bailing them out.
Or let them make their own peanut butter sandwiches.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes it's good to incent them to help them to save money. You know, if they're going to take time to cut out coupons or something like that, give them 50% of what the coupon saves for the family to put in their savings account. That's just a good thing. And when you start talking about college costs, search for the net price calculator on the college websites to see how much the costs are and what other expenses they're going to have besides tuition when they get to school.
You know, the other thing that ties in with a college is understanding, helping your teen understand the difference between what a college graduate earns and what a high school graduate earns. That might incent them a little bit more to actually go to college and get their degree and take it seriously instead of feeling like mom and dad forced them into college.
Or maybe to get better grades in high school so they can get into college.
There you go.
Look into financial aid for college. Let them understand that this is not free money. Help them to work through that process. And I think you should encourage them to work, up to maybe 20 hours a week or something like that. There's a great verse from Sirach. He who loves his son chastises him often, that he may be his joy when he grows up.
And nothing is worse than an irresponsible adult because you didn't train them as teenagers.
And remember, it's not about the money.
It's about the change.
The change of your heart.
And that will do it for this edition of Manage Your Money God's Way. Just a reminder, we post a brand new podcast each and every Wednesday morning. If you're looking for past broadcasts, we've got a nice archive available for you. Go to compasscatholic.org, scroll down on the homepage, and you will see podcasts. Just click that on, and it'll bring you up a library of all some great things. Thank you so much for listening. This is Manage Your Money God's Way. And again, we're from Compass Catholic Ministries.